For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention, like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately. But allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. Let us look at another taboo topic, which especially is taboo, at least from my point of view, in the spiritual field. Because after sex normally comes money. Money and power.
Money. Yes.
Money. So the question is more regarding to the balance. So if we are on a spiritual path, is it possible to be wealthy also in terms of financial resources, or is it part of the spiritual journey that you let go of all your worldly lives like the sadhus do in India when they are walking around with their kamandalu and just having a piece of cloth on their body? So how do we deal? It's like, are the rich people really rich but poor in their heart? And it's just that the poor people are rich in their heart? So how do we deal with money? Can we allow ourselves to have money, or is it something so-called bad for our spiritual progress?
First of all, it is good to understand what is money. Money is an innocent means, actually, for exchanging goods among each other. And because it is not very handy, not very practical to carry heavy goods around and exchange a car with a cow, for example, you have to schlep then the cow and carry the cow to somebody, and then you have to carry the car. This is a very intelligent way, actually, how we can exchange goods between each other. But with so many other things, the same can happen also to money. If we forget, actually, its existential, substantial meaning, it's nothing else but a means to make our life more comfortable and more accessible in terms of exchanging with each other. Still, the focus is on exchanging, and the emphasis is on and on and on again, because some people think money is a security for itself. It's not. You can have millions on a bank account and still feel insecure and not feel really safe and not feel wealthy also. The sense of wealth is a completely different matter. It does not depend on how much money a certain person has in his possession or not. Some people can live a very wealthy life with little money, and some others are millionaires and they walk around and feel actually quite poor because they don't know how to use even this beautiful gift that they might have in form of money. I'm not against money at all. Money represents actually the consciousness level of the person that owns it. If that person is intelligent and loving and compassionate and understanding enough, money can be a beautiful tool to use it for himself, herself, and for anybody else. It is not making any sense in the times that we are living to propagate poverty, like in the times of France from Assisi, for example, or in India, the wandering monks, the sadhus, if they possess only a piece of cloth. Well, because they cannot handle to have maybe 3 t-shirts. It's already too much headache for them. Depends how much mindfulness you can bring into your life. If you bring mindfulness into your life, you can handle millions of in terms of money without being bothered. You're still handling the whole thing in a very joyous and very independent and free way, without getting neither too much dependent on it or projecting things that have nothing to do with money, like security and wealth and happiness. You just use it. So I'm absolutely for a rational and understanding way and practical way of using money in this life that we're living.
So just to be clear and just to sum it up, for our spiritual journey, practice or progress, however you call it, it doesn't make any difference if we have a lot or if we don't have a lot of money.
It doesn't make any difference. You can have a lot of money, you can have nothing in terms of money, and it makes no difference about your spiritual or about your internal life and your happiness or fulfillment. If one understands this, one can handle also a lot of money and still be internally fulfilled. And somebody else, he can have no money and still feel not really happy with it. Because some people think the less I have. And when I was young, for example, I had this concept. When I went to India, I gave away all my personal goods, what I had. It was not much, but still I thought it's too much for me to handle. And I had the concept that the less one has, the more spiritual advanced one becomes. It's a very, let's say, very primitive way looking at things. There's nothing wrong in having a comfortable lifestyle. And for this, you need a certain amount of money. It's good only to know how to use it in an intelligent way, that it really offers you that comfortable life that you want. It's also an art, like with many things, also in a tantric way. If you have a partner, it's also good to know what you can expect and what you cannot expect from a relationship.
Yeah, that's the art of living somehow.
Yes, yes. It goes together with art of living, and it doesn't really matter of the amount of possessions one has. Mm. I rather actually advise to have more than what you think you need. So you might be able to share even, rather than limiting oneself. This is a very primitive and very old-fashioned concept of poverty. Poverty in itself brings nothing. It's just poor. Mm. And richness also is in itself brings nothing. It's just rich. So what? We see that the world is full of many rich people who are completely miserable and desperate and frustrated, because there's always somebody who is richer than you. So the money itself is also not the solution.
So also here, it's depending on the attention of the user.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, it depends on the user, not on his possessions. Mm-hmm. To getting to know who is here.
Yeah.
If one has nothing, one can share nothing also. And it's a very poor way to live one's life, I find. It's a very primitive, kind of a kindergarten concept of spirituality. To not possess money means some kind of progress. No, it's actually to justify even sometimes the personal inability to cope with realities outside. And money is a reality, as many other things are also reality, like traffic, pollution, and this and that, what we have to face. Part of it is also this money reality. It's good to be as clear, as grounded, down to earth as possible, also with this aspect. Money is not a hindrance and not a help. Depends on what you do with it.